I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Earlier this year, in August, a military judge finally announced the date for the trial involving five people detained in Guantanamo, allegedly involved in the September 11th attacks. The trial is set for January 11th, 2021. One of the five who will be tried is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. But during the pretrial preparations, the New York Times was able to calculate how expensive Guantanamo really is. For every detainee, the U.S. government is spending $13 million a year, and there are currently 40 people detained. We're now joined by Carol Rosenberg, Guantanamo reporter for the New York Times, and she's here to help us understand where exactly all that money is going. Carol, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tanzina.
So, as you've written, the amount of manpower and costs that are applied at Guantanamo are tremendous. What does that mean, and how does Guantanamo differ from a big prison here in the United States, for example?
Well, I think the most significant reason why it is so very expensive is because of its location. You know, they built it out of reach of the American people, out of reach of the American courts, and then they put this prison down there and decided to bring to the prison anything that they needed to make it function. So it starts off with everything that arrives to support that prison coming on a barge or an airplane. That includes fruit and vegetables that arrive on a weekly refrigerator flight and twice monthly barge that arrive from Florida that bring everything from cars to building supplies to anything that that base may need. The other reason why it's so very expensive is because it's staffed by 1,800 soldiers and about 300 contractors, civilian employees of the Pentagon. They staff with National Guard and Reserve troops that are pulled from across the country into these nine-month positions down there. And we learned in the process of reporting the story that it costs about $100,000 per soldier per year to keep them at Guantanamo.
Carol, what else is at Guantanamo other than the detention center itself?
Well, Guantanamo itself is a base. It's a little small town on the edge of, you know, in the Caribbean, in southeast Cuba, behind a minefield. The U.S. has been there for more than 100 years. They set it up like a little town. It has an airport and a seaport. And aside from the 2,200 or so people who are working for or responsible to the prison, there's another 4,000 people who live there. Sailors, workers, sailors' families, school teachers, the people who run the scuba diving and cinemas and the bars and all of the things that people do on this little small town when they're not working. So it's basically a small town with a prison on one end, a court on the other, and a McDonald's in the middle.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the revelations we've heard on the 9/11 trial reparations. Is the January 2021 date for the trial firm, or is there a possibility that it could be pushed even further back?
The judge has set a timetable of things that have to happen before January 11th, 2021, for that day to start jury selection. You know, the jury is going to be military officers brought in from around the world to be chosen for this trial, which the judge envisions is lasting 9 months. But before they ever get to jury selection, there's a whole series of legal motions that have to be argued. He has to make a series of decisions about what evidence may or may not be used at trial. The government, the prosecution, and the Pentagon have to come in and tell him basically how this little tiny base in the middle of nowhere is going to be able to handle a trial of this magnitude. He wants to know where people are going to sleep, how they're going to eat, where they're going to work, how they're going to arrive, how the jury will be sequestered. And then legally, the defense lawyers are still arguing that some of the key evidence that the prosecution want to use at this trial is inadmissible. And this judge has yet to decide whether or not he's going to allow, for example, the things they said when they first came to Guantanamo from 3 and 4 years in the black sites, where they were treated just, I mean, they call it torture, but it was a systematic isolation of individuals who were broken through violence and psychological manipulation. What went on in the black sites is front and center in the lead up to this trial, and whether what anything that these men came to say after they got to Guantanamo from this treatment could be admissible as trial as voluntary statements.
Carol, what changes have we seen, particularly when it comes to judges and attorneys in this trial?
You know, we were talking about how it's not ready for prime time. This is a new judge. He's been on for a couple of months. He started in the summer. And one of the things that he wants them to figure out is if they bring all these people down and they start this trial, how is healthcare going to work? And it's a real valid question because earlier this year, his predecessor, a Marine colonel who was the judge on the case, suffered a detaching retina while he was at Gitmo and required emergency healthcare in Miami. And the base arranged to medevac him. And the medevac didn't show up for something like 16 hours. And so there are just basic fundamental services that have to be in place before they start bringing down not just juries, but elderly family members of the 9/11 families who want to watch these proceedings, witnesses who may not be in the best of health care, and this constant flow of people coming to the base. A lot has to happen for this trial to actually start with jury selection on January 11th, 2021.
And finally, who's representing the defendants in this case?
You know, it's interesting. We, the American people, are paying the bill for all the defense attorneys. Under the law that created the war court, the military commissions, the Pentagon hires the defense attorneys. And since this is a capital case, the prosecution is seeking the death penalty for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other men accused of putting together the plot and assisting the hijackers who killed 2,976 people on September 11th, 2001. Since it's a death penalty case, the Pentagon is required to hire what they call learned counsel, capital defense attorneys, people with experience defending in capital cases. So in the instance of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, we recently saw a change, and a man who had defended the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, in his capital case, is now the lead capital defense counsel for the lead defendant, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, all paid by the U.S. taxpayers.
Carol Rosenberg is the Guantanamo reporter for the New York Times. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.